Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. My name is Dulta Doherty, and in this podcast series, I will be speaking to investors, advisors, entrepreneurs, and recruiters who are based all over the world, and we'll be discussing how to set up, scale, and operate a world-class recruitment company. Today, I'm speaking with Dave Hume. He's back on the podcast. If you want to know who Dave is, just jump into a previous episode that we did, and he gave a bit of a legacy story on himself and what he does. But he's a good lad. He lives out in Lisbon and he runs his own company, which helps independent recruiters set up. And we had a great chat today, covered a couple of things. Most importantly, we discussed a certain Gary Goldsmith and his recent call out of every rec to rec in the UK. And if anybody speaks out, he's going to make sure that he ruins their business. So anyway, I thought I'd take up the mantle, have a bit of a chat about it, go into some of the stuff he said, and have a bit of crack. Gary, if you're listening to this, give us a shout. Come on the podcast. We'll have a bit of crack. Hope you enjoy. John Lennon, how are you?
I'm here, loud and proud.
God, you're a tough man to get on the phone, aren't you?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why. I was so dying with the flu, and Christmas has killed me, but I'm back. So now all of a sudden it's like 100 mile an hour, so you can probably hear us in the background. So if you hear the noise, I apologise. It's all kicking off, which is good. But all right. Yeah, sorry, I had to put you back. I had important calls to take.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's a big year this year, though. So for everybody, I really feel what I sense it.
You feel it?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, I think so. I'll tell you, I've got some exciting news.
Oh, go on.
I've booked a ticket to come to Lisbon to see you.
Oh.
Well,
yes.
I'm going to a wedding, but.
Oh, we really?
Right. We can hang out for a day.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Well, okay, where do I start? Right. What kind of shape are you in? Are you fit? I know you're on this, not drinking so much this year. Tell me how you are.
Yeah. So I'm sober, yeah.
All right. Okay. Can you surf? Can you get in a wetsuit?
I can get in a wetsuit. I've gone for a run this morning. I've got a personal training session in 40 minutes time.
Really? What do you do in your personal training sessions? That'll interest.
I have this... I have a personal trainer that just calls me a pussy and just she just roars abuse at me. And
is it a woman as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it really wrong to really kind of like that?
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail.
it's a family show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
No, honestly, well, I'll tell you something. Well, so you can come here. Come work. We've got some new offices just outside of Lisbon, which is in Cascais, and as part of my whole thing. This year, I mean, I turned 46 at New Year, and I know I don't look it. Thanks very much for saying. But I've always wanted to learn to surf, so this is my thing this year. So come and we'll work here. We'll shoot some content. We'll do some videos. We'll do a together sort of like podcast show kind of thing. That'll be brilliant. I'll find out really what's going on with you and what makes you tick, because I'm super interested. You've been doing some amazing things. I've been following you a little bit recently with what you're trying to do with all your marketing. And I really think you're really working it out. But life's a living, isn't it? So get over here. We'll do some recruitment. We'll talk nonsense. We'll drink a few glasses of vino, but we'll go surfing. How does that sound?
Well, I'm all about talking about me. But you know who's been getting my attention?
Besides me?
Besides you.
Who?
Gary motherfucking Goldsmith.
Oh, so there's a swear word as well, which doesn't really surprise me when it follows that the two G's. Really, tell me why? Why is he getting your goat?
This guy's just come on my radar.
Oh, really?
Hey, yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I haven't followed him, so I've heard of the Pirates Group, and I've placed people who.
Is this a rant? Is this class as a rant?
This is going to be a bit of a rant. And look. I call some of his members of his group clients.
Right.
So he obviously offers some value and there's some great businesses in there. But he had a post out on LinkedIn, which basically said that
redirect prey on disorganized businesses and all the rest.
And, really?
And it's quite the opposite. We prey on the organized.
I think so, because why do you want to take the people that are not going to represent you really well when you introduce them to your clients? Why are you going to take the people that are struggling?
Exactly. Give me Paige Walters S3 trained people any day of the week.
Yeah.
Then I know I can plug them into another system. They've been indoctrinated. So anyway, he's going through that. And his overarching point is right?
Build, don't buy.
That was what he was trying
build,
to say.
Wait a minute, let's get that clear. Right, so his theory is build, don't buy.
Yeah. And
so is he suggesting that using RectorX, he's buying experience, expertise?
And it doesn't work.
Right, okay. Which is really kind of counterintuitive, really, when you're trying to grow a business and you need experience in there. You can't have a company full of flipping trainees. That just doesn't work.
It doesn't. No, but look, so his point is he IPO'd Computer Futures in 2005, made $250 million.
Mm.
And he's put in the same process, or at least talks about, I don't know who his client list is, but talks about the same process on putting a load of kids in a room, having a 1990s call center, like the Frank Group, you know?
Grant Cardone style.
And then hammer them with calls, hammer them with KPIs, and drive it out there. And hey, that is one way of doing it. And it works to super scale a company.
Yeah. But here's the thing.
It's not the only way.
Well, right. Let's get some context here. Okay. He obviously did a very, very credible job with S3. Make no bones about it. He hit the market at the right time. He worked it out. And they grew a sizable business. You'll know more about that than I do. So kudos for doing that. But now the world isn't like that, and you're quite right. It isn't the only way by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm. And so he had another post then.
He's got me.
Hey,
yeah.
And the other post then said, you know, like, so not only are we a scourge on the industry,
oof, you are.
We are, but that we don't even deserve to have an opinion. Should be able to advise because we're sitting at home watching Loose Women. That was what that was his general
what
point.
Is going on Loose Women nowadays? I've not it's been a long time since
but so here's the thing, right? He thinks if you're not part of a scalable business, you don't have an opinion, you're not credible, and there's only one way to do recruitment. I've interviewed over 70 people now, all doing different types of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
He's so far off the mark. I just the way he was going back and forth and all the thread.
But the whole thing
just made me a bit sick in my stomach.
Well, do you know something? I think he falls into that category of, you know, there's the keyboard warriors. But I think he's a bully, all right? I think he just comes across as... Right, it's funny, you know, from what I've seen of him and the comments on the post, I think he sees it as a threat. Mm. I think he sees you guys as a threat. And I must admit that there is, you know, my side of things with recruiters and the solo recruiters. And I think to some extent, it's you're building a business and you've got an ecosystem around you that helps you. So you're starting to realize the value of having people around you. But I think it can have its limitations being a solo recruiter on its own. But it doesn't mean that you're any less of an expert or any less credible and definitely have an opinion. Because if you're close to the market, you're close to the people and you've got something to offer your clients and your clients trust and engage with you, then listen, you're as equally valuable as S3 is as you are on the solo recruiter 100%.
Yeah. Then he went one step further.
Oof, go on. What now?
He said, if anybody has a pop at me this year, I'm going to put them out of business. We have a no-no list.
We have a no-no
you'll be,
list.
And you're you'll be on it. Gary, here's the thing. Wake up. It's a $13 billion industry.
I saw something somewhere where he said, this is Gary's world.
We just live in it.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's almost like Hugh Hefner. You've got Hefner world, and are all these people? Are all these pirates? I think
does have the Maison de Bang Bang.
Apparently, I think he's in Spain. I think he's more like Jack Sparrow than a pirate. Let's be honest. I don't think it's a good. The thing is, okay, again, there's an element of what he's doing as a business from what I've seen and the support he's given. And I know some members of the club that he's, and they speak volumes of some of the training, the guidance that happens, you know, within the organisation. So there's a real merit in there, absolutely. And some of your clients will probably say the same to you.
Big time.
But it's the way it goes about it.
Yeah.
It just seems to me it is online bullying. And I think there's you know, who wants to be inspired by the bully? Really? Do you want to be inspired by and motivated by good people taking you somewhere? Or do you want to be inspired and motivated by someone's going to hit you with a big stick and think that's the way forward, or to beat you down or to put you out of business? Who wants to put anybody out of the business in this current climate? I don't. And more the merrier.
So anyway, that's my... Let's put Gary to bed now, hey?
Ah, no, I liked it. I really liked you getting revved up and het up about it.
You know, he only, like, normally anybody who trolls stuff out there to get likes and likes and views, yeah, that's fine. I do a bit of that myself. But when you start getting nasty,
it's vicious
in the engagement. When you start threatening people's livelihood,
that just
crosses the line a little bit.
Do you know, I've had quite a nice response off various people ready, you know, and you know, the whole podcasting world, I suppose, is we'll talk about in a moment, but it really is becoming quite buoyant in particularly in the UK space. But I've had quite a lot of people drop me a line saying, I really want to start something, but I'm just a little bit frightened in case people start saying things like that, don't say nice things to me on generally LinkedIn. Yeah. And I just find that is really suppressing people. We all start somewhere. We all make mistakes. We're all testing it. Nobody knows what's going on. We do make spelling mistakes. There are grammar, but you know, there are grammar issues, but everybody has their rights to go out and try and share their message in the way that they feel and deem to be suitable. What makes anybody, let alone Gary, feel that he has the right to go and beat people down?
Yeah, blows my mind.
It's wrong. How do we stop it? There's the question. How do we stop it? What do we do?
Well, I think what Chris Shears did was right. He screenshotted what was said and then created a viral thread on it.
Right.
And just did
do
that.
You think, so here's a question then, the viral thread. Do you think that negative press, you know, say good, all press is good press. Do you think it, because sometimes people drive comments for likes and they drive it for, you know, obviously to get the engagement. Do you think there's value in sharing that negative type of comments and content out into the world? Do you think there's a benefit?
If it's masqueraded in some form of charm, grace, or wit.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing it, like, even the way that Josh Harrelson does it, like, it winds a lot of people up, but I know him and he's a nice guy and he gets a lot of people do follow him because, like, I find it quite funny. And then other people, and then they'll use him, and then he's got a great wee business from it. So I think there's a fine line. Not everybody should do it, but...
But I don't think he's offended. Do you know, I must admit, I've seen Josh from a distance. When he comments, what I see about him is he's very consistent with his message, how he says things, what he does, and he's very self. He has a go at himself. He's like, listen, just the way I am. This is what I do, and this is how I behave. He's not particularly rude or offensive or directly trying to beat people down. His style is consistent, and it's his way. And I kind of, you know, sometimes he's kind of humorous as well. Sometimes, and
well, he's funny
in his own way. Yeah. But not like the others who seem to be attacking people.
Yeah, that's the difference.
It's an attack.
So let's... I've got 10 minutes before I have to go get massive in the gym here.
So you get in now while you can breathe.
Yeah, before she tells me I'm a pussy.
You're right.
Her words, not mine.
All right, okay. And that's what everybody's saying across LinkedIn. That's what Gary's been saying about you.
Your podcast, what's the crack?
Have
you got tons of people lined up?
Oh, do you know what? We really have. And I cannot wait. I've hated not being so well recently, because you cannot be on your hands and knees coughing and drinking Lemsip while you're trying to talk to people. Yeah. It just doesn't work out. So, yeah, we've got some great guests. We had a couple of guests before Christmas, and it's... you know me, Dawes, I am absolutely all about helping those either solo recruiters or people who want to go and work for themselves. Most of them don't really know how to go about it. They can recruit. They get sold dud information. They don't know where to look. And what I want to do is inspire them to have efficient, effective, productive, profitable businesses and just learn from either the mistakes I've made, the mistakes we've made. We build recruitment businesses. We build solo recruiters, you know. And some of the guests we've got lined up should be good for A, for everybody, but really to help those people have a super razor sharp. And it's a rock star recruiter. We're having a laugh with it. We want rock star businesses, not rock stars. You know, we're not going to be on stage. So, yeah, some great guests.
All right.
I might ask you on, what would you talk about?
What would I talk about?
Yeah.
Not Gary Goldsmith, anyway.
I think...
How could be less like Gary Goldsmith?
You could do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I might call this podcast that.
Yeah, do you think how much traction would that get? Do you know what you could do? You could make an absolute great podcast titled "How to Interview Everybody to Raise My Personal Profile Beyond Belief." It's worked, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've doubled down in the last since Christmas. I've been doing one or two a day.
I saw you do one on Sunday the other day. How was that? Did you get a good traction? In fact. Yeah. I know you got good traction.
Yeah, no, it's so in the last 10 days we've got 4,000 downloads,
right?
Which
incredible.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
so we've just hit 30,000, which it's great. Like it means it's tracking to. It means it'll be 106 months. So
that's incredible.
That's what we want, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Just keep doing more.
So what do I do then? So what do I have to do to
more.
Get to be as good as you?
Do more.
Yeah. What do you think my audience that I'm aiming at would want to hear? What do you think we could really, really get to and really share?
I suppose it's just listing every good, successful, independent recruiter, and then lots of people who've tried it, maybe failed, and what lessons learned, maybe the different techs.
See, that's what I want. Out there. I want sort of a split between tech, i.e. time saving, how to be efficient, how to streamline email marketing, the Facebook, some of the stuff that you talk about, but equally a little bit more specific in terms of the real how-tos. Yeah. And then combine that with some of the psychological or, you know, the personal or the mental or the real, the real, like you say. Do you know what I want to talk to? I'd really want to talk to, actually, so maybe I can use this podcast. I'd really like to talk to, hey, I'm going to leverage your audience. I'd really like to talk to a really successful solo single mum or single dad recruiter.
Single dad, oh man.
Right?
Yeah.
I would really like to understand how and what they did to work it around the family. I mean, I was a single dad for a long, long time, and I was very fortunate in the support I had around me from my employer, but also with my family. But I'd really like to talk to an independent recruiter working for themselves, single mum, single parent, and how they juggle the family. So I'd love to.
The other thing I'd do is I'd mix it up, do 4-minute bursts of what your thoughts are.
You've started doing some of them, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I tend to do them on the weekend.
Right.
Because my head will be full of all the different stories that recruiters have told me.
Yeah.
So I just try and break that into some form of sense.
But what about topical stuff? Do you see something that's happened? Like, well, I mean, suppose this is what we're talking about. No, do you just see, go, right, I'm going for that. That really is a topic of conversation for right now, this minute.
If I'm interested in it, if I think there's value in it, I will. But I suppose I'm more aggressive, like doing that type of stuff on LinkedIn. Mm.
So Lisbon.
Lisbon.
It's beautiful. We work by the sea. Do you know this new office? As I look out the window now, I can see the sea. Oh, I can see the sea from here.
when I grow up, I want to be Dave Hume. Okay, Uncle Dave, I have to go get massive now.
Let me know if you survive, Dawes. I've loved it. All right, brother. Again, we'll take over the world together. Well done.
See you later, pal.
Take it easy, buddy. Be good. It's alright.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.